Julian Castro, GOP's Trump Rebellion Putting Texas, Ohio in Play for Dems. By Pam Key on April 10, 2026. On Friday, on MS Now's Chris Jansing reports, former Obama administration Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Julian Castro claimed a rebellion among Republican voters could help Democrats win in Texas and Ohio in the midterms. Jansing said, "You know what's interesting to me, and I'm curious. Your take on this, Secretary, is how many red states are being impacted by this. And yet the White House hasn't changed its tune, whether it's a Gulf state that votes Republican. That is stunned to see where their gas prices are, or the number of houses that are sitting on the market." Castro said, "Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'll give you a great example of that. In my hometown of San Antonio has the highest vacancy for apartments right now of any major city. It has one of the longest time to sale periods right now. You have the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, right-wing Republican Dan Patrick, talking about the possibility that Republicans may lose the state house in Texas and could lose to James Tallarico in the U.S. Senate race. That would be the first time since 1988 that the Republicans would lose the Senate in Texas and would be the first time since the early 2000s that Democrats would control either house of the state legislature. That's the kind of thing that we're talking about. That's the pushback that we're seeing from people, and basically, let me just use the word rebellion to all of this craziness. From Trump to the higher prices to feeling betrayed. It can absolutely affect places like Texas. Places like Ohio and other states that they were not expecting to be in dogfights in." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.